and welcome to episode 25 of the Hexperts Battletech podcast. This episode is Bonfires and Battlemechs, because we recently had Bonfire Night / Guy Fawkes Night / Fireworks Night. I don't know what they call it these days. We may have slightly missed the boat on getting the episode out on time, but it still counts. Your hosts this evening are myself, Lewis. We've got Tom over there.
Definitely wasn't a horse.
Definitely wasn't a Bill Clinton. Got Nathan down there.
A horse, a horse. The president is here for a horse.
And we've got Dom over there. You haven't got anything more, have you, Dom?
Has anyone heard about this new politician, Barack Obama?
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I've heard his wife doesn't want to come back until America sorts itself out. Anyway,
just an absolute bomb at weddings.
This is not an American politics podcast. This is a Battletech podcast. So let's get talking about some Battletech.
Where's Rory Stewart?
Let's talk. So
what? I need Alistair Campbell.
So. This week, we're going to be talking about some Guy Fawkes Bonfire-related mechs to start with, and then we're going to be talking about a Battletech grinder that some of the Hexperts attended this week. But before all that, let's have a little talk about some of the hobby that we completed since last episode, which was it last week? It wasn't last week, it was the week before, wasn't it? So we should have got lots and lots of hobby done. Let's start with...
Yeah, I'm glad nothing happened in the world news this week as well with a certain American president.
Nothing happened that we need to worry about. Let's start with Dom. Dom, what have you been up to? I've seen some of the stuff you've been up to, but you're going to have to let us know.
Well, I've just been leaking emails this week.
Leaking emails. You've been leaking blood after stabbing yourself with the...
Stabbed myself so many times with these Warhammer models. Honestly, it's like they make them to drain the blood from you. They're draining my blood.
Like a cauldron of blood.
It's not the only thing that's been drained from you.
Like a cauldron of blood. Yeah, it's like a cauldron of blood. Also, the army that I'm doing for Warhammer, the Age of Sigmar TM, is called the Daughters of Cain. And they're a bunch of elf ladies with swords. Yeah, that's been fun to do. I've been painting something called a cauldron of blood. It's like a wagon. Is the other way I can describe it? It's sort of the opposite of a mech in some ways. It's a wagon with a cauldron of blood on top of it. And it's got a witch lady on it. A scantily clad witch lady.
Are you going for the avatar of Cain, or are you going to go for the jam boy snake lady on top?
So, before we get into the podcast, we're not recording, are we? Before we get into the podcast, Nathan, why don't you explain what a jam boy is?
I think I won't. I think I'll leave this to you, Dom.
So, Nathan told me about Nathan told about this thing about a jam boy, which is apparently in the past, when everything was better, Britain, we were an empire. I don't know if you heard about it. We were an empire. And when we went over to India and we wanted to play cricket, we didn't want to be bothered by all those pesky bees. So apparently, according to Nathan, we'd lather up a bunch of young...
I'll have you know, it was golf and mosquitoes. Thank you very much. But yeah, we would get some poor Indian bloke and we'd lather him with jam. So all the mosquitoes would be like, oh, there's jam over there. Let's go over there and leave the golfers to golf. But it wasn't, I can't even say it wasn't all by shout face. They got to keep the jam. So, oh, it's terrible.
Welcome to the Hexperts, the Battle Deck podcast. Lewis, that was my week. How about you?
Well, Dom, I have been painting a plasma executioner tank for Horus Heresy and also converting some Invictus Suzerain for Horus Heresy using the new Mark III Space Marine kits and the Suzerain kits. And I have ended up cutting myself many times trying to make them a tiny bit taller than they were previously. But I'm happy with how they've come out. But I do have a battle mech. I have a Grizzly sitting on the paint table right now. So I will soon be back to doing some mechs. But talking about mechs, Nathan, have you been up to any mechs?
Oh, I actually have. I played a game against Nate from Shake Battle Royale, which was very entertaining. I took a bunch of Jade Falcons. He took, I think it was Davians. You know, is it the second Star League box? We've covered it on here, but you know how you got the painted mech where it's black with the yellow?
Oh, it's to do with Davening Stone, isn't it? It's got the lament in there, but I can't remember which scheme it's in.
And it went extremely poorly for me. Like I just got torn to shreds.
Shreds, you say?
Oh, dear. Yeah. And then I also took part in a grinder, which we'll talk about later on. And there's also another surprise. Manage to get something that Tom would absolutely... He's going to be really jealous that I got it and he hasn't.
Yeah, Nathan caught many stacks to be transmitted diseases from the grinder.
Oh, no.
He did. But, yeah.
For those a bit long in the tooth and a bit grey in the beard, Nathan, do you want to explain what grinder is?
In which context?
I think Dom means the app.
I'm good.
It's an app for men to meet similarly minded men and have a good time. Anyway,
sometimes I'll let you play Battlefront with them and you can see if you can penetrate.
Isn't that just the Hexperts Discord question mark?
It could be.
I'm just confused as to why it's a hookup app.
Yeah. Are we talking about our Discord? We're talking about the actual grinder app now.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, who isn't present on our Discord, I will say.
Cool.
I am trying to get him on, but apparently he's been busy for the last 2,000 years.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, other than trying to get people onto the Discord, what have you been up to recently, hobby-wise?
Not much, mate.
No, mate.
Sorry, mate. Not been up to much. Just been, you know, I've had to leak some emails. I was helping Dom out, doing a couple of things. But now, mate, no, to be fair, I've been super busy with work, which has been significantly detrimental to my hobby. So I'm hoping that in the future I'll be able to get some more hobby done. But it's been a little bit shit recently. I've really only managed to play Necromunda. That's all I've done.
Disgusting.
I haven't really...
I was about to say, haven't you been sumping it up a bit?
I have been sumping it up with my boys, but that's only because I've already got them painted, so I haven't had to, like, do anything to make them work. Whereas there's some stuff that I do really want to get painted, but I just haven't had the chance to actually deal with it.
Cool.
I know. It's just a poor showing from me, really.
You're letting us down, Tom, down big style.
That sounds like you've had a bit of a busy time. So if anyone wants to reach out to Tom with any kind of words of support or letters in the mail, please feel free to do so.
Tom,
or if you, like, if you just want to ring up and say that I'm just being a lazy piece of shit.
It's not like you've got any mail, Tom, being everyone's favourite.
Yeah, we need to talk about that later.
Okay, you'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it
later. I actually have a point to make here. So I've noticed that I'm not anyone's favourite. So I wanted to introduce my new segment, Hobby Tip. It's Dom's Hobby Tips.
Oh boy, what have you got for us this week, Dom?
So this is the first Dom's Hobby Tip. So I know a lot of you Battletech guys don't like to paint your models, but sometimes when you paint your models, you'll make a mistake on a model, and that's bad. And you need to strip the model's paint away from its inner bones and such.
Yep.
First Dom's hobby tip of Battletech podcast experts is don't drink methylated spirits.
Yeah.
That was Dom's hobby tip of the week.
But it smells so good.
Thank you, Dom. I'm sure you're going to become someone's favourite after such a great tip there. But yes, if you would like to see any pictures of all the hobby we've been up to in the recent times, please check out the Hexperts Battletech Instagram, which is Hexperts_Battletech_podcast on Instagram. We have actually got something posted on there this week, so please check it out and give us some love on there. I don't know what they're called.
We also know when all of the stock is coming for Battletech. So if you want to just ask us when that's coming, we'll do that through the Instagram as well. So if you just ask us, when is the Battletech stock coming, we will tell you and we won't tell anyone else.
We do know. Well, where? Well, I was about to talk about some Battletech stock next in the news. But yeah, news. There does seem to be some boxes of aces appearing in shops. I don't know if it's just, I think in Europe it's what was left over from Essen, and I think in the States stores like Fortress and Ares are getting their stock in, so it's coming in, and I think as soon as it's coming in it's selling out, but it's trickling in and it's being sold out very quick, so it seems to be quite popular with everyone. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on it at some point. I assume we'll probably, that's probably going to be probably 6 months on the shelves in the UK. But if you do want to get it earlier, please feel free to check out stores such as Fortress Miniatures and Games, Sci-Fi Trader, and I believe the Emporium might have it in the UK, but I've not checked their store yet. But they may be getting it. Might not just be yet, but it'd be quicker than we get it normally, I think. Cool. That's pretty much it for news, unless you guys have seen anything cool in the news.
Certainly nothing to do with any kind of presidents or anything.
Not that news.
Nothing Battletech related.
No, super. Well, we'll move on to UK events then. UK events, as far as I'm aware, there's only one more event that I'm aware of that's coming up before the end of the year, which is on the 6th of December. It's Operation Bulldog at the Ponderzen United Reformed Church, run by the Enfield Gamers. It's a 500 PV Alpha Strike event. If you want to have a look that up, please search it. I think there's a bunch of games and there's a big game at the end from what I remember, but I might be wrong on that. It should be fun anyway. A fun Alpha Strike event. I've heard it, the fun narrative, etc.
Cool. I'm going to be so disappointed when we no longer can talk about Operation Bulldog.
Why can't we? Well,
it's going to be Operation Dodo.
Dodo.
No, it's just because every time we record, we've just always been talking about Operation Bulldog. And then 1 week, it's finished.
It's going to be gone.
Bulldog.
It's going to be gone.
Operation Bulldog is kill.
Yeah.
Has anyone heard about Operation Pitbull?
It's worldwide.
You know what, Lewis? That's, I will say, like 10 out of 10 full speed. That was impressive. I'm on board with that.
Super. But yeah, if you do know of any other events.
We sound so disappointed in me. It's like, yep.
No, I'm just.
I don't love you, Tom. And it's like, well,
I do love you, Tom.
It's together, and then you just don't love me.
I do, Tom. It's more. I'm just want to hear about some more events because I'm sure there's lots more happening out there that we just do not know about because I can't seal off Mike's page from Tales from the Periphery. I do check the Facebooks and other areas as well. So if you do have any events, please let us know. Or obviously, if you post them up, I'll probably see them anyway. Or if you don't want us to talk about them, which I can completely understand, let me know as well.
Damn kids and their Facebooks.
Cool. But that's the intro done. We will pop to a short break and then we'll come back with our main segment talking about Guy Fawkes Night. And we're back from the break. And this week, we're going to be talking about Fireworks Night or Guy Fawkes Night. Although we're a bit late on this because that actually happened on the 5th of November. Hopefully you guys didn't forget.
Remember
the 5th of November.
Yeah, someone didn't fucking remember.
So although Dom says everyone knows about Fireworks Night, I think Nathan's pointing out that quite a lot of the world doesn't know about Guy Fawkes Night and why it is celebrated within the United Kingdom. I think the United Kingdom like it. I don't know if they do it. Do they do it in like Scotland and Wales?
Yeah, potentially.
I don't
know about that.
I don't know. We don't.
It was a Scottish king, so I would have thought so.
So true. Although I'm not sure how much they liked him, so maybe they were a bit sad he didn't get blown up. Anyway. Guy Fawkes Night is a strange night of the year.
It is weird. It is weird.
Because it is actually a celebration of an attempted murder of one of our kings. Yeah, so basically there was a guy called Guido Fawkes, who attempted to blow up James I. in 1605.
Yep.
He did indeed.
There was a guy. His name was Guy Fawkes.
Yep.
And he did something called the gunplay. Whoa. We've just had some technical difficulties, but we're back. So, Guy Fawkes Night, as I was saying, it is the celebration of the death of Guy Fawkes, who attempted to kill James I, who was a king in 1605. And Guy and a bunch of other Catholic plotters decided that that James had to go. So they attempted to blow up the Houses of Parliament whilst it was in session.
Mm-hmm.
Funnily enough, actually, their final plotting occurred at a pub which isn't too far away from us. It is now actually a derelict pub, but yeah, it's called the Crossroads or something. It's in Staffordshire. Quite good. But anyway, he was stopped. Parliament didn't blow up, and he was hung, drawn, and quartered.
Yeah. Spoilers.
unfortunately, hung, drawn, and quartered, and very dead.
Mm-hmm.
And we celebrate that every single year.
How do we do that? It's quite like we know how we do it, but it's actually for someone looking as someone from not the UK, it's quite an unusual thing to do.
we set off fireworks and burn effigies.
Yeah, you think we'd have kind of got over it and maybe forgiven him at this point because it's been like 400 years.
It's an example of like we're able to just blow stuff up for free. Like, come on, we're not going to let that go, are we? But yeah, we set off fireworks to pretty much laugh at him for not being able to set off his explosives. And we burn effigies to recreate what happened to his body once he got quartered.
Yeah, he was pretty. They weren't pretty close, wasn't all the gunpowder under Parliament as well?
The gunpowder was under Parliament. He just didn't set it off because he literally went back and double checked all the gunpowder was there and got caught.
It's like literally, it was like just like one wrong move meant that they didn't blow up Parliament, and it's still standing today because of that.
I believe it was when the current Parliament building was first made. It was going to be like the first session in that building.
No,
I think it was something to that effect.
Mm-hmm. And we could have had a cool new building. Oh well,
but yeah, that's Guy Fawkes Night. We like to celebrate a domestic terrorist
and burn his body on a fire.
So, you know, I think that obviously it just shows that we don't take things too seriously, and we definitely haven't been clowning him for the 400 years since it occurred.
There's not really anyone else that we kind of clown as much as that. But anyway, so this week to commemorate the 5th of November, which we definitely didn't miss, I thought we could talk about some fire/fireworks related mechs with the guys. And
I've got a bit of a fun fact about it that links all that together. The word guy itself actually comes from Guy Fawkes.
Does it?
What do you mean it doesn't? Have you looked it up?
We did this last episode.
Nah.
this is because I refuse to rehash this fucking bit.
So,
go on.
No, I'm not. We're not. No, it's not even that funny. It's not a funny bit.
I'm concerned that Dom's not spoken for a bit. Dom, do you think it's funny?
Yes.
Yeah, see, it's funny.
What are we talking about?
Exactly.
I literally just searched it up and it says here it's modern usage as a term for a fellow or man is linked to Guy Fawkes, a historical figure associated with the gunpowder plot.
Yeah, so if you didn't listen to last episode, if you call someone a guy, it's related to the point where after the gunpowder plot had failed and they started to use guy as an insult to people who were unkept, and eventually it started to just mean a person. So when you say,
there you go,
hello guys, you are actually that happened because of the 5th of November in 1605.
Wow, that was really interesting. I'm glad we didn't talk about this on the last episode.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ.
But yes, so Do we have who's got a fire / fireworks related mech they want to talk about first?
I do.
Which one do you want to talk about? No, Dom, you always can wait till last. I know what yours is going to be.
I'm so concerned.
No, mine.
Go on then, Dom. What's your firework related mech?
It's the Firehawk.
That yes. Sounds like a cool mech, Dom. What can you tell us about the Firehawk?
What do you want to know about the Firehawk?
Is it an actual Battletech mech?
Yeah.
Go on then, Dom. Tell us what it's got.
Sorry, it's not called the Firehawk.
What is it called?
It's called the Falconhawk.
The Falconhawk. So it's good. So what makes it a firework-related mech then, Dom?
I think sort of like firework. We all need like a bit of an uplift sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, the Falconhawk can really lift you up with its Omni 175 XL engine.
Yeah.
Right. And also in reference to the Guy Fawkes portion of a firework night, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
It's got a large and a medium laser.
Oh my God. Oh.
I don't think it doesn't actually have a large laser.
can I ask you a really quick question?
I did not do my homework, guys, today.
The fuck? No, but how did you find this?
I think he typed in Firehawk on Google, and the first mech that he comes up with is Falconhawk. He was just hoping there was a mech called the Firehawk.
Oh, dear.
There should be a Firehawk.
Okay, Dom, if you made a mech called the Firehawk, what guns would it have?
It would have flamethrowers.
That sounds pretty on point. Anything else? Would it be, I assume it'd be able to jump?
No.
Okay. So
it would be able to glide.
That is an option. So
like, so if it's falling from a mountain, it can glide down, but it can't jump.
I didn't say it's got a partial wing. I never said we weren't allowed to have custom units. So technically, Dom is fine with his Firehawk custom unit that has got two flamethrowers and can glide.
But there is one. There is obviously one with wings, the Firehawk Tour, and that's also
the Firehawk 2A.
Okay.
I hate that you probably thought about this.
That also has flamethrowers, but that has wings. But obviously, because the Promethium weighs so much, it has to have less.
Promethium. Promethium. Warhammer.
Okay. Well. Okay. So Dom.
You want me to go next? Yeah, I can go next.
Go on, Nathan. Tell us.
So
please salvage this.
So this mech,
Nathan's mech is also the Firehawk.
No, it's not much to do with fire, but the best part of fireworks night are the fireworks, which are massive rockets.
Yeah.
So to go with that theme, I've chosen the Catapult H2, which, if you don't know, it's the periphery upgrade for the Catapult. I believe it's the main hegemony.
Yeah.
That loves their rockets. So it's got PPC. Two medium lasers, because it's based off the K2, and it's got 8 rocket launcher 20s, and it's cooled down by 13 heatsinks. So if you fire them all, not only are you firing a ton of rockets, you're also getting really warm. So yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's what I think is the most fireworks nighty mech out there.
Cool. Well, it sounds like a pretty fun mech. I've not had a chance to use that.
It fires and then it goes to sleep.
Goes to sleep because too many. from what you and Tom have said in the past, the trick is not to fire every missile at once. But you don't listen to yourself with this.
No. Of course not.
Just spike all the missiles.
All of them.
Big red button every time.
Because you can't blow up if they're all gone. But yeah, cool. That's a pretty firework related mech there, Nathan. Tom, do you have a firework related mech for us?
I have a fire-related mech, actually.
Go on then, Tom.
Because unlike someone, I did my fucking homework.
Yep.
What?
I have chosen not only a fire-related mech, but a rare fire-related mech.
Ooh.
I've chosen the Whitworth.
Yeah?
However, I've chosen specifically the Whitworth Zero, which was an incredibly rare variant made for the Imaris Dragoons in 2754.
Yeah.
Created solely as a weapon of terror. 24 of these variants were created across the entirety of the Inner Sphere, and they carried two Harpoon 6 SRM-6 racks in place of the LRM-10 launchers, along with 14 heatsinks, and replacing the left arm laser with a FLIR static flamer. These Whitworths were painted matte black and became infamous for razing entire cities with their inferno-loaded SRMs and flamers.
Yeah, so that sounds very fireworks night. You got a bit of war crime, probably some terrorism in there. Is there...
Well, I thought not only is it fire-related,
yeah,
it's also terrorism-related.
Yeah, that's...
Which is what Fireworks Night is all about.
Yeah, I'm hoping this doesn't get us put on a list.
Don't worry, you're already on there.
Oh, yes. Cool.
I think I've decided that I've actually got a new...
No.
We've got to see if he's redeemed himself.
Yeah,
come on,
Don, what you got?
I'm going to redeem myself in front of the whole audience.
Go on, Don.
Okay.
Is everyone ready?
I'm ready.
The Warhammer.
Yeah.
But the kind of colloquial variant, the Hot Hammer.
The Hot Hammer.
The Hot Hammer.
Go on then, Dom.
Has anyone heard of the Hot Hammer before?
I have, yes.
See, it's a real thing. The Hot Hammer is like a typical Warhammer, except it has a couple of flamers on it on the torso and a couple of medium lasers. It looks really cool. I was basically, whilst you're all talking about Battletech or whatever just now, I was like, there's got to be a mech with a flamethrower. And it seems that the Hot Hammer has, number one, the best name.
Yeah.
Number two, we like to hammer the British government, like Guy Fawkes did.
Yeah.
And number three, it's Warhammer, and that's the one thing I do know about.
Also, I do believe that its designation is the Warhammer 6L,
yeah.
I want to say.
So it's basically,
yeah, it is.
It's basically the base kind of 6R Warhammer, but it swaps its two machine guns for two flamethrowers, which...
Yeah,
House,
you're right.
House Liao decided to pull flames on there, yeah.
It's a slight improvement, because it means you're not going to worry about the machine gun ammo exploding, so...
Well... Yeah, and I think also it's just that fucking Leo doesn't have any ammo to
can't afford to put a machine gun.
Yeah, no, literally, I think they are just, they're brokies, so.
But what you're telling me is that I picked the best one out of everybody.
I genuinely picked a good one. That's a proper...
It's a good mech, actually, and it is somewhat related there, Dom.
Finally, I'm redeemed.
Well done. Well, I suppose I'm going last. I was trying to go a bit more kind of hipster and niche, and I thought, I'm not going to go for the Firestarter. I'm not going to go for the Nova. You guys would expect that. I thought I'm going to go for the Fire Bee. Everyone loves the Fire Bee. One of the first mechs, the first Capellan mech, the Fire Bee uses. It has a large laser, but also has four SRM-2s that it usually likes to fill with Inferno SRMs. So obviously you've got your kind of, you've got your missiles, you've got your fire. I'm sure it's been used for lots of terrorism and burning people and war crimes. So yeah, that was my choice there.
You don't know if it has or it hasn't. So that's what I'm saying. Oh. Just
so
mine was specifically made for terrorism.
Yeah, I suppose yours has specifically been used for terrorism. So we'll do I suppose we can do a Hexbert vote, but obviously the viewers. Well, not viewers. I suppose there are viewers if Nathan actually uploads an episode. The listeners. The listeners and viewers can vote which one they prefer. But do we want to do a Hexbert vote while we're here on which mech we like the most? That sounds...
My favourite one, other than the Firehawk, obviously, the Firehawk 2A,
yeah,
is probably the Firestarter.
You can't. We're not voting another mech, Dom. You can't just throw another one in there.
I think it's the Firestarter. Okay, exactly, my favourite.
So you want yours to be the Firestarter?
No,
but none of us have chose the Firestarter.
But it's so cool.
Okay, so the Firestarter is now at another vote. Okay, so there's now five different votes we can choose from. We've got the We've got the Firestarter.
We've actually got six, haven't we? Because we also have the Firehawk.
Okay, so I will put this a poll in the Discord and probably on the Spotify to choose between the Firehawk, the Firestarter, the Whitworth with all the World of War crimes, the Warhammer 6L, the Fire Bee, and the Catapult. What's the H? Is it H?
H2.
I will say, I think there's only two you can pick from here.
Okay.
Warhammer and the Fire.
Cool.
Of course.
Yeah. So that, not what I expected there, but obviously there's some fire related mechs. Some of them might have been made up on the spot, but there you go. So obviously we'll see you next week what everyone's firework/fire favorite mech is from our choices. Or if you've got your own that you want us to talk about, obviously let us know.
Just put it in the poll, to be honest, because we don't care. It's clear that we're not taking any notice of due process whatsoever these days. So
we don't. It's not a it's not a real democracy. But yes, so that's everything for fireworks night. So we're going to pop to a Your Tech or Law Tech, and then we'll come back, and then me and Nathan will regale you with our tales of the, I shouldn't put Grinder Night. I probably need to phrase that slightly better. I don't know how to rephrase that any better. We'll catch you guys on the flip side.
That was sweaty with me.
Welcome back to the best part of the show. The other parts are shit. This is the best part. It is Your Tech or Law Tech.
Da-da-da-da-da. We need to have like a little jingle.
You should get
it. Oh, we do.
And what do you have in your sack this week, Nathan? So,
no, that's the wrong segment.
This is where start the show yet. Where we either tell you some obscure piece of Battletech lore, or we just lie straight up to you.
I believe we're mainly on the lying stage at the moment, so
we're kind of running out at this point.
We're hacks, we're sellouts.
We're scraping the bottom of the lore barrel at the moment. But yeah, this week, scraping that barrel is Lewis, I believe.
How dare you say I'm scraping the barrel? I have you know that I spend a long time looking up my segments, and sometimes I don't, but sometimes I do. But this week, I've been scouring the Battletech lore to try and find something fireworks related, and the closest I can find is that celebrations in Canopus in between 3011 and 3014, they were using a Lance of Archer battle mechs to launch fireworks for one of the celebrations they do per year. And that's my lore for this week. Do you think
what's the lore? I don't understand.
So the lore is that they're repurposing Archer battle mechs to launch fireworks instead of missiles. Because as you know, the Archer battle mech has two massive missile racks.
Two racks, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, big racks.
Is this similar to Would I Lie to You? So do we get to ask questions and you have to answer?
I don't know. It depends, because obviously if it's just a statement, obviously Lewis isn't going to know more about the statement, is he?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, what celebrations were they doing? Was it something important? Was it just like every week they were pulling out these archers? Like, what was going on?
Honestly, Tom, it's quite a lot of scraping the barrel to try and find something with fireworks related. So
I'm just saying, Lewis, I'm expecting something a little bit more, because it's
You're
I know in the past.
Congratulations.
Well done, Tom. Well done. Yeah, it's quite a small article, Tom. Not, or maybe it's not. We will never know until the end.
I think it's Law Tech.
I'm going to go Law Tech.
No. I've been duped by this man before.
Are you going Your Tech, Tom?
I'm hitting a Your Tech on this.
Ooh, okay. Go on, Lewis.
Oh, it was indeed a Your Tech again. I got him, boys. I got him again.
This should be illegal.
It should be illegal. We're running out of trivia. Please send some in.
I knew it.
I'm at it again. But yeah, so the Canopians do not use Archer battle mechs for celebrations between 3011 and 3014. They, in fact, use longbows. No, I made that up as well. That's for next year.
I knew it in my heart of hearts. I knew Lewis was lying.
Yeah, Tom doesn't trust me. Oh. Tom will never be able to trust me again after last week.
It's just, I know what you're like, and I know that you pretend to be like, oh, I don't know. Let me just check the article. Oops, sorry. Hee, hee, hee. And it's a ploy. It's a ploy.
It's a ploy.
It's the classic Lewis line. See, hee, hee. Lewis is in his sort of Michael Jackson
mode. Lewis, if you really want to get Tom, you have to throw in a and I quote.
Oh, yes.
Because then he thinks, that's...
that's definitely true. No one ever does a false quote.
Never.
I'll do a Harvard quote for him and he'll be like, that's definitely true. Cool. But yes, that is a LoreTech and LoreTech and YoreTech for this week. So we're going to pop.
Got it, boys.
We're going to pop to another quick break, and we'll catch you guys in the second part of the main segment talking about sweaty grinder night.
Other than Lewis's favorite application, what is a grinder?
Well, Dom, a grinder in the BattleTech term is basically a kind of battle royale for BattleTech, where a bunch of people get around a BattleTech board and they each have a mech each and they try and kill the other guy's mechs. The more mechs
you have. So like Fortnite.
I was about to say, is it Fortnite?
It is like Fortnite, except it's kind of like if you start off with white gear and then every time you die, you go up to blue, green, then blue, and then finally you go to gold.
Okay, so
I truly don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was going to say I know our demographics looking at Spotify and RSS, and they will not know what you're talking about.
They will not understand the Fortnite reference.
They will not understand that.
Okay, so in BattleTech terms, how Grinder works is that each player starts off with a randomized light mech out of a selection, usually D10, but it can be bigger if you got more people in there. Yeah. So this can be anywhere from like a primitive tech, clan tech, ill clan. And they'll generally be balanced out through pilot skill and gunnery skill. And your goal is to kill as much as you can and survive. And if you don't survive, you get the next tier of mech up. So you go from a light to a medium to a heavy to an assault.
Yeah.
So every time you die, you respawn on one of an amount of spawn points on the map, which is also randomly determined where you start.
Cool. It's quite popular with a lot of the US conventions. I think there's been one in the past at one of the UK ones. I'm sure, obviously, probably in Germany, they probably have had them in the past as well. But the idea is that you can kind of drop in and drop out of these games. And people, like if you need to go do something else and come back, you can kind of drop back in again with your mech or play as long as you want. I think I've heard on other podcasts, people are playing for like 11 hours over the day, carrying on playing with the mechs and see how long they can last.
That grinder stamina is something else, isn't it?
Exactly. I think of modern times, the grinder probably isn't the best name for the
The last time I saw that level of stamina in a grinder was at the Turning Point USA rally. Oh
dear. But yes, I don't know if BattleTech, Battle Royale would be something like a trademark issue kind of thing with the Battle Royale kind of thing, but it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to have a name like that, which is more descriptive of what it probably is.
Yeah, they could get in trouble with Burger King as well because they have the Bacon Royale.
So that could cause issues.
Yeah, you don't want to think you're with the BK Royale.
You don't.
Yeah, if you come for the King, you better not miss.
But yeah, so I'm sure Catalyst do not want to upset the Burger King himself. But yeah, so me and Nathan went down and we played a grinder at a friend of the podcast, Nate's local club, Shake Battle Roll.
It should be called Nate Battle Roll.
I'm sure, but it's something like we can put to Nate anyway, if he wants to change the name of the club to his own name.
Hey, old Nate. You're changing the name of the club. We're changing the name of the club.
Cool.
So this club takes place at the... Is it Conningwood's Community Centre or Collingswood?
Collingwood Community Centre.
Near Sutton Coalfield, every Saturday from about 6 o'clock to about 10 o'clock.
Yep, it's a big hall in the community centre. They do rotate what games they play. They do RPGs and other stuff, but they do have quite a big Battletech following. So if you are local or even not local, which we will talk about shortly, obviously feel free to message them or talk to let them know you may be interested in popping down. Or even if you want to contact Nate, Nate will let you know which nights they're playing games. I know he's been quite accommodating of people popping down for that kind of stuff. But yeah, so that's where we were playing at the community centre. Nate was running the event. Arthur, who we've talked about previously, member of the demo team, also Nate's member of the demo team, brought down a grinder kind of kit. Not the official grinder kit, but it's based off a previous grinder. I think it's a Clan Invasion kind of era grinder. And basically, it ran that on Nate's board, and we ran that on the two map sheets. And as was previously mentioned, we all started with light mechs, and for this event there was 8 of us playing. I know for me, I was a bit skeptical, thinking, how are we going to get 8 people playing and actually get some turns actually happening? But Nate ran
I thought it worked quite well, to be honest.
I think Nate ran it very well, but also I think I was quite surprised how smooth the grinder works, mm-hmm. and how fun and funny it is. And how,
The turns are handled quite well, because how the initiative was done is that they had, well, there's 8 players, so they had 8 different cards with names written on it.
Yeah.
And what they do is shuffle them and place them down. And in the end, because we did start just going top to bottom for movement, then for shooting and combat, then we switched up to do start at the top for movement to the bottom, and then bottom to the top for shooting, and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
you just place all the cards, and then say it was me, Lewis, Arthur, Nate, I'll be able to move first, up, then Lewis, etc., etc.
Yeah, so it was obviously that's the order it went in. So the game itself, we all start with light mechs. I'm trying to remember which mechs were. I think I probably don't need to go over every mech, but Nathan, what mech did you start off with?
So I started in a Fire Moth, but not just any Fire Moth. It was the Fire Moth A.
Wait, is the Fire Moth like a fire-related mech?
We could have used it in our segment earlier.
Yeah. It's a very interesting mech, so they decided to make a light mech that could carry stuff, and then someone accidentally held the blueprints upside down, so the arms are like... Imagine your normal arms, but flipped. Yeah, so you got like your elbows in the air. The A is a very special variant. So for weaponry, it has a Streak SRM4.
Anything else?
No. That's it. Just a Streak SRM4.
However, if you don't know the Fire Moth, which I think a lot of people do, the Fire Moth is extremely fast, though. But also, as Nathan found out, extremely not well armored.
Oh no, it's like wet tissue paper on that thing.
Yeah.
So, from what I can remember, Nate had a Panther. You had a Mercury.
Yeah, 98.
With the 2 mediums and 2 smalls. Arthur had an Urban Mech, and then there was also a Spider, a Wasp, and a Locust V1.
When you say an urban mech,
yep.
Do you mean the urban mech lamb?
No. Just the normal urban mech, a normal dustman.
Yeah, and so
that's boring.
It's for what we were playing. I think.
Oh, and a Jenna.
And a Jenna. Yeah, Adam
Molman in the Discord. He had a Jenna.
Yeah,
just very rude.
Yeah, the Jenna is pretty brutal. But yeah, so obviously, I did a bit of a sneaky. I joined in the turn after because I was having a cheeky kebab from across the road.
That sounds like you.
That is like me. So
I was told get there for 6 o'clock. So I was like, I'll get there early. I'll get my kebab. So I get there about 5:30. Get my kebab, and then it's like 2:15. I'm like, oh, there's no cars here. Weird. 6:15. Oh, the door's not open. And I've messaged. I was like, is anyone showing up? Am I just on my own here?
And I was finally showed up at half six. Yeah, I was running late. I got there about seven, so I was like, I better go grab a kebab. Nathan taunted me with his kebab, and I was like, I gotta go grab one.
Yeah, I was about to say, what's this kebab talk?
Mate, if Nathan's talking with a kebab, I gotta go and get a kebab.
All right, I need
to fuel myself.
We need to be fueled.
Kebabble tech.
So, yes. So the first turns, a lot of the light mechs started to smash into each other and start to disappear.
Yeah, we had Knight just sit on a hill with his panther and rain shots down on us. And then there was a bit of a conga line forming where you had the... It was a wasp, wasn't it? It was either wasp or stinger, but it doesn't have the antenna, so I think it's a wasp.
It's a wasp. It was
the one. The wasp facing forwards, and then you had the Jenna right behind it.
Yeah.
And the wasp pilot, who was Dan, who I believe went on to win it in the end.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? I don't like your fire moth. I'm just going to shoot it. So I was like, oh, that's great. I missed with the missiles on the Jenna, and I missed with the kick and managed to... I hit with the kick and hit the center torso.
Yeah.
So then, second turn, Lou shows up.
Yeah.
And I think me, you, and Adam in the Jenna.
Yeah.
You ran away. Adam went into your behind.
Yeah.
And I got behind him as well in some woods because originally I was going
to... That just sounded like you, Nathan, to be honest.
Be careful, Nathan. So, this doesn't sound like the right kind of grinder we're talking about at the moment.
Yeah, so where I was on a hill and I had a straight shot to get the hell out of there away from all the mechs.
Yeah.
And then suddenly the doors open in the floor and then a mech just appears and decides to stand still. So I'm like, oh, I can't even run around it now. And I got no movement. I can't get out of range of it. So I decided to pursue the Jenna.
Yeah.
And in doing so, I got I didn't hit. I think you got shot a few times, though, Lucy.
Yeah, I got shot a few times, but it hit kind of everywhere but the same place. So my guy ran off but got chased down, and then kind of in subsequent turns just started running around harassing people, not really trying to stay in the same place at the same time.
At the same time, what was happening that turn is Chris had the wasp and he jumped. Oh, no.
Dan
had the wasp. He ran up, turned to face the panther.
Yeah.
And the locust, I think. And then Chris's spider just jumped behind him and ended up taking off his leg.
Yeah.
That turn.
Yeah.
So he fell down and it's like, do you want to eject or do you want to keep fighting? He's like, I'll keep fighting. So third turn, I decide, oh, it's an easy prey. He can't go anywhere if he gets up. I run over to him. I miss with my SRM4 again.
I don't know how you miss as well. We've all got like, we've got like
I was a free because it's a clan mech.
Yeah.
With one weapon.
Yeah. So clearly a wonderful.
I run up and then he's like, okay, I managed to get my spot. I managed to get the wasp up. I'm gonna punch you. I was like, oh, that's great. I already took a head hit with a PPC that got me in the head.
Yeah.
So I was one internal anyway. And he ends up just punching straight through the cockpit, which is just lovely.
It was a bit brutal. So that's your fire moth going down.
Yeah.
I think some other mechs went down. I know Steve was playing with, he was doing something with, was it that turn he did something with the locust? He blew someone up. He blew up the panther, didn't he?
Yeah. So he shot in the back and managed to get an ammo crit on the panther.
So that for the
and blew up all his SRM4.
Yeah. So the locust 1v, the most basic locust, has got one kill so far, which is pretty impressive.
So then, next turn out of the pits came a hunchback and a centurion base model. I had the centurion.
Yeah.
Other knight had the hunchback.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they really did much, but so for the next few turns, I whiffed most of my shots.
Yeah.
I couldn't kill a locust. And then the locust ran all the way around and shot my ammo out from behind on the centurion.
Yeah, so Nate went down again. I was just harassing people with the Mercury Steel. No one was really bothering with me.
He's really trying to go after the hunchback, but, which makes sense because it's weakened armor.
But I think in the end, because Adam chased me down with the Jenna, I started to turn and shoot the Jenna, which in the end, I think, didn't kill the Jenna, but took its leg out and put it behind a hill. So I think Adam ejected, because otherwise he'd have been stuck there the rest of the game.
Yeah. So that ends up with a Grand Dragon with an ERP PC popping out the ground.
Yeah.
Phoenix Hawk, a Shadow Hawk, and a Griffin, which everyone just focus fired because it was...
Yeah, Arthur stood still. So everyone decided to... Even I ran over and I ran because it's the standard Griffin. I knew it got minimum range on the LRM and minimum range on the PPC. And I thought, as long as he misses the kick or the punch, I'm going to go and harass him or try and push him into the water. But I think everyone else also decided to do the same thing.
They just caved in the torso.
On the Griffin.
Really?
Yeah.
And... Yeah, the Locust, after ripping out the ammo of my mech, finally got killed because he got hit by the Hunchback's AC-20 square in the torso.
Yeah.
It was just like two legs left over after that.
Yeah, it was nice to see that Hunchback actually get a shot off. Although, not too nice for me the turn after, because Arthur re-racked with a slightly bigger mech. You re-racked with a slightly bigger mech. I
came back with an Orion, which is just, in my opinion, a bigger Centurion with the configuration I had.
To be honest, it is pretty much the bigger version of the mech you had.
And he came back with the insane Rifleman, didn't he?
He had like two ERP PCs, two large lasers and two medium lasers.
Yeah, it's dirty.
Yeah, I hadn't realised that at the time because I went to go and charge the back of the Hunchback to try and blow it up again, which had then decided to go and charge that Rifleman, and I thought, oh, I'll be fine, I'll get in close to the Rifleman and shoot the back of the Hunchback, not realising this Rifleman had some of the nastiest weapons in the game, and also a vendetta against me because I was pestering his Urban Mech and his Griffin previously, so I was in a lot of trouble at that point. I can't remember what Steve went up to after his Locust. I went to he went up to a Blackjack. He wasn't happy about that.
Yeah. It's classic Blackjack one.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the game...
Isn't that Blackjack a flame-type mech?
I think there's a flame version of the Blackjack.
There probably is a flame version, but yeah.
Yeah. But my Mercury died at the very, very end of the game, so I didn't even get ready to put another mech on the board. But I think in the end, I think it was pretty much as you said, there was a Grand Dragon hanging around, Shadowhawk, Phoenix Hawk, Blackjack, your Orion, the Rifleman and the Hunchback were hanging around. So And they were starting to get quite beaten up, I think, at the time. I think the Hunchback, I think, was the one that was about to go down next by the looks of what was being shot at anyway. But it was definitely quite a fun game anyway. I did quite enjoy that. And I think I wouldn't mind doing one of those again. I think previously I thought, oh, that can't run very well. That's going to be too messy and complicated. But after actually being involved with one, I can see why it's quite popular and people try and jump in those when they can do.
Yeah, I could imagine going to an expo and sitting around that table for 11 hours drinking beer.
That makes sense now. The only thing I would say is that I think it probably could do with possibly a rebrand or a name change, just because we know what it is. But Dom, if I told you I'm going to a Battletech grinder, what would you say is going to happen?
I would say it sounds like a regular Saturday night for you.
Exactly.
So there were prizes, which I didn't even know there was going to be prizes for this.
Yeah,
so let's just go for the game and to help notes. So for the first place, the most effective mech pilot, there was is it like 4x scale? Maybe.
I can't remember the exact scale.
It was a larger scale Star Slayer.
Oh, yeah. Sick.
For the wooden spoon, it was the Urban Mech Lamb. And if you can't tell by me whiffing all the shots first.
Is the Urban Mech Lamb is real?
I think the Urban Mech Lamb is.
It is real.
Is it?
It's very real now that I've got it in my possession.
Yes.
Nathan.
So as you can tell, bit of spoilers there, but as you can tell by me whiffing all my shots in the first mech with one gun, getting the ammo blown out my back on the second, and being the only, I know, one of the only people to come out of it with,
I think you ended
a heavy mech.
You ended up being the lowest score because you didn't get any kills and you were in a heavy mech.
Yeah. So I got the Urban Mech Lamb! Woo! Yeah! I have two whole lances of Urban Mechs now. I couldn't be happier. except for with a whole company of Urbamechs. That's the goal next.
Currently, Tom is frothing at the mouth because he does not like the fact that Nathan now is going to be using the Urbamech Lamb every chance he has.
Also,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Go on then, Tom.
Also,
do you understand?
As you know, Arthur is part of the demo team and he was at Essen, so I actually got to see the Isis box in real life and it was lovely. But more importantly, I got to see the 21st Centauri Lancers and I can confirm the wings are small. The wings are small, they're tiny.
So this is
minute.
This is the, if you've not heard the previous episode, this is on the Jade Hawk.
The new Jade Falcon that they came out with
has little diddy baby gnat wings compared to the metal versions. And these, well, two of these three, because I don't think Dom really cares about it, have been telling me that I've been smoking crack and hallucinating about it. I put them side by side. I got the wings and put them on the wings of mine. And they were about a fifth smaller.
We've never disagreed with the fact that they are physically smaller. We just obviously had to kind of come to terms with the fact that they can't afford to put that much plastic in the box because it won't fit.
It's like an extra 2 gram of plastic. They've got a bunch of room in the back of the box with all the hollow area where they don't have to shove mechs.
Yeah, my headcanon is one's obviously the mercenary version of the Jade Hawk and one's the Jade Falcon version of the Jade Hawk.
The Fire Hawk.
It's similar to a Fire Hawk, Dom, but it's not.
it's similar to the mech I made up in my brain.
Yeah. But it's real.
So yeah, that was the Grodder event. It was very fun. I enjoyed it quite a lot.
Yeah, definitely. I think I would, if one came up again, I would get involved again. And
it
might be something that we have a go running locally at some point as well. I just need to actually get a grinder list, see what balance list they recommend for running a grinder. Well, I don't think it matters massively if it's super balanced anyway.
Can you not include the Fire Moth A this time?
You'll be given the Fire Moth A as a definite.
I don't want my tissue paper mech with a single spud gun fighting against like Arnold Schwarzenegger out of the Predator movies.
Well, I'm
going to say Arnold Schwarzenegger in Twins.
Yeah. You get to ask Mars. That's me in a different movie.
A slightly different movie with his eyes popping out.
What is the Hexpert's pick for best Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
Get your ass to Mars.
It's Total Recall for you. Okay.
It's Total Recall.
Total Recall is definitely up there for me, but I really struggle to beat. What? That's not anyway. I really struggle to beat Predator, to be honest.
I kind of like Commando with the four rocket launcher. You know,
I'm on board with that. To be fair,
let off some steam, Bennett.
I know it's Conan.
Obviously, if you are a listener of the Hexpert Battlestep podcast, this gives you one vote on your favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Put it in the Discord.
Let us know. Yeah.
Don't, we can't just have this
the experts.
Polls.
We don't agree with voters fraud, actually.
Put it in the Discord.
Cool.
Jeff, put it in the Discord.
Put it in the Discord. Jamie, pull up the Discord.
Am I Jamie today?
You're Jamie.
Cool. So yeah, that was kind of our first experience of the BattleTech grinder. Make sure to put that.
Not our first experience of grinders, but just the first experience of the one in relation to BattleTech. Exactly. So, you know, we're just always up for a new challenge.
Cool.
To, you know, to really just, I think just, you know, we just need to stretch ourselves.
Exactly. I don't know where he's going with that. Let's move on. So
I was trying to think of the worst innuendo I could at short notice, and it was wasn't braining on a Sunday evening. So you got stretch.
Well, talking of innuendos, should we pop to a little break and then come back with the most innuendo section of them all?
Oh my god, it's my favorite section.
It's Sacco Claw.
Sacco
Claw.
And we're back after the break, and we're back into the outro. But before the outro, we're going to be talking about the mail segment. We did get one message last week about...
just one second, actually. Before we get into the mail segment,
yes.
Can I just say, every section of the show is a mail segment. When are we getting the Lewis's wife podcast section?
She is worse than me. I don't want to get her on the podcast. It'll get us cancelled.
No.
But yes.
I think that'd be a great idea.
No, don't encourage her. But yes, but we did get one message last week asking us to calm down with the mail, Nathan's mailbag. So we are now going to be...
Never!
That was from lovely listener Sean. So we're now going to be moving across to Nathan's metal box, and we are going to be using our Allen keys to open up the box.
Nathan's cold, hard box.
Nathan's metal boxes.
Open the metal box, and we are going to put on our gloves, and we are going to reach in and open up the first bit of mail. But there's only one piece.
In a sterile way.
Yes. This is just so much worse. Is this what you wanted?
This is what the listeners wanted. This is what Sean wanted a metal box. I may have
been. If this is what you wanted. This is what you wanted, but I just want you to know that this is so much worse for all of us.
So we've decontaminated our hands, and we're going to open up the first bit of mail.
Can you hear them too? Because I can hear them. They're like fucking children. They're giggling like children. Is this what we're all? Okay, dude.
Super. So
Sean. It's fun. I'm here for you, but just I want you to know that this is. It's just going to get worse.
We did. We did ask. We did ask, and we got a response. And we're always asking for responses, so it's fair.
No. It's fun. I'm just saying, it's going to get worse.
It is going to get worse. So we've decontaminated our hands. We're opening up the mail. We're pulling out the mail, and then this week the mail is from listener of the podcast Zot. And Zot has asked us this week, if you were king or queen for a day, what would you do? And we're going to start with Tom. What would you do if you were king or queen for a day?
Well, Tom's a queen every day, so.
Thank you. Very sly. I am brat. I did have a brat summer this year. It was very cute.
This year you had a brat summer. Isn't it a bit late to have a brat summer? Brat summer was like 2022. Get with the times, Tom.
Fuck off. No, it wasn't. It was this year.
A brat summer was 2022. What are
no,
you
No, you're so wrong. You are actually so wrong.
Listeners, write in and tell us when brat summer was.
Okay. 2024, maybe. I'm a year out, all right? Okay? I'm a year out.
Okay.
But it's definitely not 2022. I would make all partial wings as small as the new
Yes. So yeah, that is Tom's decree.
I would also secondarily, I would grind the urban mech lamb and I would blow them all up. Just as an aside.
Cruel man.
I would destroy you.
Yeah. Cool. So Nathan, if you were king/queen for a day, what would you do?
If it's king here, I would instantly be taxed 75% of all my money.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, after that, I'd make every single mech a lamb. Every single one of them.
Every single mech.
Gothic. It's now going to be Battletech Lamb. Even the infantry are going to have giant rockets strapped to them.
Have you been looking at the CDT agent secret drives? Where this is the next alternate universe.
No. The next one is obviously the one where you play as like rats in mech suits.
Rat. We are the rats.
Yeah.
This we're going to go to a Indian Critter Tech rat festival.
Yeah, Critter Tech, let's go. The Critter Tech Temple. Oh, no. What about you, Dom? What would you do if you was king and or queen for a day?
So I would institute the beginning of development for a chibi-style Battletech game where you get to use little cute mechs as your mechs, and they're like they're exaggerated and cute. I also decided that I just want Rattletech. That just seems like... Just well, better than my chibi tech idea.
Let's just play the FedCom Civil War, really, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know about that.
We'll dig at the Fed rats.
Hey.
Yeah, I think that Rattletech's a great idea. I love the idea of rats piloting a little mech.
Yeah, it's an actual, there's like an entire FASA book about it.
But would they be human size or like rat size mechs?
I can't remember. The mechs look like rats, so.
That's not, no, they can't. Torpedo rats. No, that's just stupid, isn't it? If they look like rats? That just looks stupid if they look like rats. If they have to look like humans.
They have to look like humans, and you have to draw it for me. All of it.
I'm just a dude looking like a dude looking like another dude.
I'm just a rat looking like a rat dressed as a rat.
This is not where I thought this would be going.
If you were king or queen for a day and you weren't an anthropomorphized rat, what would you do?
So is that your final answer, Dom? Are you?
Yeah, chibi tech, that's what I do. I do cute battle tech.
Chibi tech.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Cool.
Would the trailer have like a magical anime girl?
It would also have like a dating simulator where you can date what's his name, that the Blake, the word of Blake guy, you can date him.
I mean, I too want to date a fucking Mormon.
No, he'd be very Sunderly. Oh,
he does it.
Do you think Blakeus, instead of doing the thing that Mormons do where they rub zippers, do you think they rub battle mechs together?
Write in for next week. What's the Blakeist version of soaking?
Write in next week if you want Battletech dating simulator where you can date the Capellans.
All I'm going to say is, what did you people expect? You gave us too much power, and now you're going to suffer. So, well,
you know what they say, though, don't you?
We haven't heard from one more person. We haven't heard from Lewis yet. We don't know. He might turn it around. What about you, Lewis? Go on.
Sorry,
he's not going.
If I was king or queen for a day, what would I do? You know what I would do? I would bring back the male sack. I would get Nathan's sack and fill it full. I would then it engorged. Sean, it's too late. It's back. It's back every week. The male sack is never going anywhere. I'm sorry.
The sack is back. Hashtag sack is back, guys.
Hashtag sack is back.
Spread it on Mammoth. Spread it on Blue Sky.
Yes. Thank you very much to both the messages we've had this week. Tom, also, would you like to talk about some other messages?
I was about to say, I do actually need to make a thank you to Zot, actually, who is consistently sending us excellent questions, but also not just questions now, has actually sent us some physical mail.
Oh my god!
Which I'm just incredibly just overwhelmed by. Lewis did provide his address because I was concerned that it was going to be anthrax.
It was a bit of anthrax.
Oh, well, that's good. Luckily, Lewis is going to have those health issues, not me. But Zot has sent a beautiful patch from the, I believe...
Hefty Sitters?
It's their kind of like personal mercenary company, the Hefty Hitters.
Yeah, and they are a canon mercenary company as of the Battletech Clan Invasion Kickstarter. So they are real. The Hefty Hitters are real.
Holy shit. That's really cool. And now I'm also a part of them.
You are an honorary member. If you just turn up, I could give you your badge.
I have been really busy, but I will turn up and get it. And it is going to be sewn on to my...
His shorts.
From his lower back, he's getting a tramp stamp of the Hefty.
No, I think I'm going to put it onto my definitely very low quality cosplay.
Are you going to put the Davian?
I know. It is actually the right way up this time. I sorted it.
Yeah, the weird thing about it is his low quality cosplay of Darth Vader from this underground franchise, Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know, but anyway, I just wanted to say I have thanked you. Personally, but I just want to put it onto here. I
know what that means.
Just fuck off, Tom. Just fuck off. I'm trying to do something actually quite nice. for once in my life.
I thanked him personally.
Thank you.
Well, at least we know.
I appreciate
at least
it.
We know that Nathan is someone's favorite. Tom is now someone's favorite. Dom is definitely not anyone's favorite. And I don't care.
I was about to say, Lewis, you're making fun of other people here, but I don't see you getting cool gifts.
The coolest gift is having you guys here every time to listen to us. I love you all.
Oh, God, that's so daft.
But yes, but thank you very much for you guys for getting this far into the episode and for listening. I don't know how you've done that. I would not listen to this if I didn't have to. Thank you for all the support, feedback, likes, favorites, subscribes, shares, bell rings, all those good things. Obviously, please share us as much as you can do. Share us to your friends, your family, people on the street. Log onto hotel YouTubes and subscribe to us.
We can suggest that because it's not illegal. So
we checked.
We've done it.
But yes, and obviously if you want to get in touch with us, please use one of the methods in the description below. The Discord is probably one of the best methods because we get notifications that things pop up in there. But you can obviously email as well if you'd like to do that. But yes, so next week we will do something maybe about the playtests. Maybe we'll try and get ahead and maybe do something about Thanksgiving. We might even put a poll up, our third poll of the episode. But yes, I think that's us for this week. You guys got anything you want to say before we go?
No.
No.
Stay safe out there.
Bye.
Catch you guys on the flip side.